But I think I would be most likely to say idiot.
What about a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to keep hold of it, not let any of it go? You say he's just an old...
miser, tightwad, Scrooge.
So if somebody were described as a very common person, what would you take that to mean?
Well, it's definitely
just as common as he can be.
It's definitely uncomplimentary applied to a person in that sense, a common person. It means crude and lacking in good manners, uncultured.
Would it mean anything different if it were applied to a girl specifically?
It would probably mean low morals.
So talking about an older person who's still able to do things for himself, could, whatever, you might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty...
active.
Did you ever say anything else?
I've heard spry, but I think I would say active.
Any of those terms, do you specifically associate them with older people, or could some be used for just about anybody?
Somebody spry just with older people, active with anybody.
Say if a woman's children are out late at night and she's a little bit upset about it, you wouldn't say she's easy about it, but she's...
uneasy.
Or a child who doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, he says that he's...
he's afraid.
Any terms you've heard used for a child who scares easily?
No, I scaredy cat, yes, but that's most likely a term that another child would use for a child.
Okay. What about...
or fraidy cat, same thing.
Talking about someone who's afraid, you might say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
used to be.
But on the other hand, you might say, well, I can't understand why she's afraid now, because she...
whoops. It's that's an awkward construction that I would probably avoid, but if forced into it, I would say didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I would say never used to be, but go ahead.
Okay. And someone who leaves a large amount of money out in plain view with the doors unlocked, do you say he's very...
careless.
Say if I have a relative, an elderly aunt, who is not quite all put together, correctly, does strange things. You might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her, but she just acts a little bit...
eccentric, peculiar, odd.
Would you ever use the word queer there?
I might use queer, yes. I think I still use the word queer to mean things other than homosexual. As a noun, it would mean homosexual.
When you hear that word as a noun, does that usually come to mind first?
Yes. Well, I don't... was it ever used as a noun in any other sense?
Not sure. I don't know. Okay.
But certainly, I would think only that it only meant peculiar if it were applied to Aunt Lizzie.
Okay. But as an adjective?
It could mean homosexual, but it would depend on the context.
Someone who makes up his mind about something and refuses change it no matter what. You say he's mighty
stubborn, pig-headed, stubborn as a donkey, hard-headed. I guess that's about it all.
And somebody, you know, you just can't joke with him or you'll lose his temper. You might say he's mighty
touchy or sensitive.
Or somebody like that, you might say, well, just kidding, I didn't know we'd get it.